This is a trailer for the Creative Voyage podcast, a long-form interview show with the mission of helping creative professionals to level up. I'm the show's host, Mario De Picolzuane. I'm a creative professional myself, active in the fields of graphic design, art direction, and creative consulting, working with companies such as Kinfolk Magazine, Menu, and Sonos. If you are listening to this, you're most probably a creative professional as well. You've been feeling the creative itch for most of your life, and you're also in the business of it. As you know, that journey is fun, beautiful, and rewarding, but it does come with its share of difficulties and challenges. It doesn't matter if you're a photographer, designer, architect, writer, artist, stylist, or a musician, and it doesn't matter if you've been doing it for 2 or 22 years. As creatives and professionals, we are always striving to get to that next level. From the beginning of my career, I've been trying to figure out solutions to many of the challenges I've encountered, and I've come to experience that there are strategies, tactics, and tools which can help with most creative, business, or life challenges. Now I also want to discuss and share those things with fellow creatives. The success stories, but also the failures, things we're all struggling with in one way or the other. Through season one of this podcast, I present in-depth interviews with some of the world's most inspiring creative professionals, revealing the stories that shape their lives and careers, plus actionable strategies to help you take your mindset and skills to the next level. Here's a few snippets from some of the guests featured in season one. Pukiko Takase, dancer and choreographer.
You're not better than anyone, you know, or anyone's better than you. You know, you shouldn't measure yourself because of somebody else. I keep telling myself, you know, go back to the roots. Maybe you become famous, maybe you're giving great opportunity, maybe you dance with Tommy York, and maybe you do this and that, but that doesn't mean that you're king or queen.
Jacopo Moschin, photographer.
Some photographers are producing so many images per day that it's really easy to get lost. And I think for a young photographer starting out, the excitement of the first assignments will make them feel bad if they don't get other assignments and bigger assignments over and over. And I think that's not a great way to start, because there are months where you might not get assignments, and that will make you feel really bad. So you have to learn and find a balance in your work. Like, you really have to sit down and think about who you want to be in like 5 years or 10 years. And what kind of photographer do you want to be?
Charlotte Hill, creative director and designer.
It's important to play and have fun with your peers, and both in the studio when you're learning, but also out and about, because I think those kind of connections are really important. You might have just graduated, or you might still be in education, but, you know, play, because that's where a lot of things are formed.
Eike Kooning, creative director and artist.
It's so complex how things are running, like in which direction things are going. And when you start as a young designer, you know, there are a million of ways you could walk. And it just can change within a job or someone you meet, or, you know, there are so many unseen moments you can't predict, and you can't, you know, forecast, and you can't say, oh, so chill out, you know, like, you will not be safe, you know, like, by forecasting or trying to forecast everything. No, you will not be safe.
Alan Freeman, writer and editor.
I usually don't propose a budget. It's always in my experience that they'll say, this is how much we pay you. Does that work for you? And for a long, long time, I was afraid of like contradicting them in any way. So they would give you the deadline and the budget, and I'd be like, great, no questions asked. And recently, people were talking about asking for more money, and I was shocked. I was like, you can't ask for more money. And I started doing it, and I've only ever once not gotten the more money that I've asked for.
My mission with the Creative Voyage is to explore, discuss, and share anything that can contribute to helping you to level up and lead a fulfilling, empowered, and inspired life. I invite you to join me on this journey. We start soon. The Creative Voyage podcast premieres on Tuesday, October 9th. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. In the meantime, you can follow @creative.voyage on Instagram. You can also email me directly on hello@creative.voyage. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe. Thanks for tuning in.